Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. To Scotland, Simon Constable, writing for Barron's and Forbes and other distinguished publications, in his time machine. We now worry about inflation. We worry about the pandemic. We certainly worry about Ukraine and what the Kremlin's up to. But 10 years ago, Simon, a very good day to you. 10 years ago, we were really worried. What does it mean to talk about Grexit? Good day to you, Simon.
Good day to you, John. Well, Grexit was the worry that Greece, which is in southern Europe, and it's a not a very rich country, but the worry was that it was going to get relieved of the European Union membership, and it would leave the single currency, it would leave the European Union, all because it didn't have any money. And that was a huge worry. And this was coming just after the financial crisis. It was like, oh my goodness. It was like an echo of the financial crisis. So ripples going through everything. There were worries that the euro would be a disaster, even more than it has been in some ways. Eventually, in February 2012, the European Union agreed to bail out the Greek government. And they did bail them out. And that was great. And then in 2015... Greece still wasn't really out of the woods, and it became the first developed country. Developed countries is a sort of euphemism for rich countries, and it is rich compared to many. It became the first developed country to default on a loan from the International Monetary Fund. Anyway, it got through that, and then now it seems to be in a lot better shape, and it's still, you know, not trouble-free, but it's doing a lot better. So I'll give you an example. Its unemployment rate, and no one should ever complain about unemployment unless they hear this, is now 13%, but that's down from 28% in 2013. So, I mean, quite a lot of improvement there, and, you know, good on the Greeks for making it work somehow.
And the end of the world didn't come, as we expected 10 years ago exactly. It was supposed to be the end of Greece, the end of the euro, the end of the European Union, the end of money, all these catastrophes in the winter of 2012. 10 years later, it's not hard to find the end of the world, Simon. It's all around us. We have an inflation number this morning that is said to be the worst inflation number in the solar system since Jupiter was born.
Yeah, that's about right. 7%, the worst in 40 years in America. And that's not as bad as some people expected. It looks to me like that could be a peak, but it's still high. And that's a big bite out of your spending power, of your savings, and of your salary. So that's really not very good. Now, it also comes hot on the heels of news that inflation in the rich countries, that's the OECD, the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development, which is, you know, includes the UK and most of Western Europe and Canada, Japan, the US, that's at a 25-year high of 5.8%. I suspect that will need to be ratcheted up a bit now that we got the 7% number. But it's still pretty high, and this is something that you can run, but you cannot hide from this inflation right now at all.
So what we have now is the end of the world thinking 10 years later is as catastrophic, as dire, as gloomy as it always is. However, we need to go to the facts on the ground. Now that we've accepted the fact that our lives are over because of financial news, Simon, I'm keen on the pandemic in Scotland. Why? Because there is mixed to completely contradictory information out of London about what it means to be inside a pandemic of Omicron. The Prime Minister, who's always in trouble, answering questions about his attendance of parties in 2020, is always in trouble, seems to be leaning towards a quarantine that is what you'd have to say, ceremonial quarantine, no longer the 10 days or 2 weeks. It's either 7 days or 5 days or maybe not at all. Also, the Prime Minister is encouraging the city workers to go back to the office, is encouraging the economy of London to restart the engine, that Omicron now is manageable with the tools we have, and that it is no longer the dire situation of 2020, early 2021. How is it in Scotland now? Your first minister was always more careful about the virus than Mr. Johnson.
Yes, careful is a very diplomatic word. I would say overly cautious, but yes, she is. So there are going to be some restrictions, but they're nothing like they were at the beginning of the pandemic. Scots will now be allowed to watch their favorite football team in large numbers, i.e. capacity crowds at football stadiums. This is a big deal in Scotland. If you think of Rangers versus Celtic over in Glasgow, that's a big game, and always gets a lot of enthusiasm from people. People will need to show their vaccination status, and that now includes having had three jabs. That would be the one and two, then plus the booster, and that's important. And they may be adding restaurants and cafes to the vaccine passport situation. And that really seems to sum the whole thing up. I think this is all very, very cautious, as it always seems to be under Nicola Sturgeon here in Scotland. And we'll see how it goes. But I think, like in England and Wales and Northern Ireland, people are getting sick of the lockdown. They're realizing that the death toll in Omicron is nothing like what it was under the first round of COVID-19. And yes, sooner or later, we have to get used to it and we have to live with it. And if that means wearing masks everywhere or getting an annual booster, then we have to do it. And, you know, having crazy lockdowns that are sending people a little bit nutty, or a lot nutty in some cases, is not good. So that's not a terrible report, but it is what it is. In Scotland, I also should point out that milk is holding steady at £1.20 a bottle. That's about 2 pints, a litre. So that's pretty good. But other than that, seems reasonably okay.
All right, a couple of details here. First of all, life on the street. Is the foot traffic back to normal in Edinburgh? This is a very large, sophisticated city of government. And is the commuter traffic back to normal? And do you see people with masks in outside as well?
No, practically no one wears a mask outside these days. It's only for inside. And I see a lot of people getting exemptions from the mask and wearing a little thing around their neck saying, I'm exempt from the mask. Now, I wear mine every time I go into a restaurant, into a shop, into a cafe, or into a pub. I wear a mask. But outdoors, nothing. Still fairly quiet on the streets, not as terrible as it was in early 2020 when it was like a ghost town. So it's getting back to normal, but I wouldn't say it is normal yet by any stretch of the imagination.
And Nicola Sturgeon, who is keen on mandates and restrictions, appears at this remove not to be alarmed the way we experienced the government in early 2021, a year hence, and certainly nowhere close to 2 years hence. No particular attention to the care homes, no particular attention to the hospital staffs being overwhelmed. Although we have a great number of people out because of the Omicron self-quarantine. Let's move to the other story that preys upon Europe, which is energy. You understand that we're keen on energy. We have abundance of it, and we've been sending liquefied natural gas to Rotterdam to supplement European natural gas supplies, which are insufficient because of the trouble in Ukraine. Does Ukraine directly affect your energy prices in Scotland? Can you tell, Simon?
Yes, it does. It whenever energy prices are affected anywhere within, you know, when it's oil, it's a global thing. When it's natural gas, it's a regional thing. But we're in the same region for natural gas as Russia, and that's where we get a big chunk of our natural gas. So if prices go up on mainland Europe, they go up here too. Prices for natural gas, prices for oil go up globally, they go up here too. However, we have been very lucky in that the pound, the British pound, has increased in value, which means we can spend less on getting our oil or our natural gas, which is all priced in US dollars. So if you look in local currency, it's actually gone down over the last couple of weeks. Both gasoline and diesel prices are down a little bit, and natural gas prices are down a little bit when measured in sterling prices. So that's good for everyone around here. That's like a little bit of a tax cut, but it still remains quite elevated compared to what it was a year ago.
And the shelves, are they full of goods in the shops, especially in the grocery stores? Are there shortages?
There are absolutely no shortages. There may be specific item shortages, but you can get what you need. I was in a big supermarket this morning, wandering around looking for things. There were no empty shelves anywhere. There were a lot of things on the shelves. There may be one or two brands missing, but if you wanted, say, floor cleaning fluid, then there was floor cleaning fluid there. It might not have been the brand that I would have picked, but it was still there. And other things the same. You know, you will be able to get stuff you want. I've seen the pictures from America of empty shelves, and there is nothing like that here.
Simon Constable for Barron's and Forbes and the Wall Street Journal and other distinguished publications in Edinburgh, Scotland. I'm John Batchelor.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait, and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or jeffweilercolumbusautomall.com.
Hey, I'm Dr. Z, and I'm a neurosurgeon. So that means long hours, early rounds, late nights, and everything in between. And through it all, I wear FIGS. Because they're built for what I do. Through the chaos, through the hours, and through whatever the day throws at me, they do their job so I can do mine. They're comfortable when it counts and functional when I need them the most. So where do you wear your FIGS? On shift, on call, on the couch in the break room listening to this podcast? Wherever it is, they fit right in. And now listeners of this podcast can get 15% off their first order. Just head to wearfigs.com and use code FIGSRX at checkout. That's wearfigs.com. Code FIGSRX.